Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Sleep like a baby. Psalm 4, verse 8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I tiptoed into the dimly lit room and peered over the side of the crib. There he was, arms out at his side, sleeping as peaceful as can be. When our first son was only 7 weeks old, we traveled to visit family for Christmas. The house was full of relatives, laughter, and boisterous chatter. On any other day, I would have been loving every minute of it, but not tonight. I was a brand new mom, and my baby was sleeping nearby. I couldn't understand why all these people I love didn't realize that they were going to wake up my baby. How could they be so insensitive? While my heart was racing, my little one was far away in dreamland, not a care in the world. Do you ever crave that kind of sleep? Do you ever find yourself lying face up to the ceiling, with eyes open wide and your mind racing? What is it about 2 a.m. that prevents us from the sleep we crave and need? It can be all kinds of things. It can be the long list of uncompleted tasks that are gnawing at you, the worry about bills unpaid or repair that you can't put off any longer, the unkindness of your words and thoughts towards someone you care about. This list is as varied as we are. Oh, for the kind of restful sleep that my newborn experienced with all the chaos right outside his door. This side of heaven, those earthly struggles are going to be with us every day. That to-do list will never have everything crossed off. Things we own will continue to wear and need repair or replacement. We and those we love will not always get a clean bill of health. And our sin? It's there every day, all day. Those careless words, unkind thoughts, harsh reactions are part of our sinful nature that will not leave us alone. That all sounds pretty hopeless. And without Jesus, it is hopeless. But you and I are not without Jesus. Never did he promise that our lives would be without a struggle. In fact, he assured us that there would always be trouble. But, and here's the most important part, he did promise us that he would be with us always. He may not write a check to cover the repair. He's not likely to shorten your to-do list, especially when it involves sharing him. He will not always grant the miracle of a cure for you or someone you love. Sin doesn't give up and move on and leave you alone. But Jesus never moves on, never leaves you alone. In all of this, he's with you and has promised you this. You can face each struggle, each challenge, each task, each sinful failure, knowing that he's there with you. He loves you. He cares for you. He knows your struggle. And so often, he can bring unexpected blessings from our struggles. So as you lie there, wondering about whatever it is that's keeping you awake, remember that Jesus is there. Put your troubles at his feet. Instead of trying to solve them while you lie there, pray for his guidance, his encouragement, his forgiveness. And then trust that he has all things in his hands, including you. Then roll over, close your eyes, and sleep in peace, knowing that you rest in the loving care of your Heavenly Father. Sleep like a baby amid a chaotic world, knowing that Jesus is there, your sins are forgiven, and heaven is yours. We pray. Now the light has gone away. Father, listen while I pray, asking you to watch and keep and to send me quiet sleep. Jesus, Savior, wash away all that I've done wrong today. Make me ever more like you, good and gentle, kind and true. Let my near and dear ones be safe with you eternally. Oh, bring me and all I love to your happy home above. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.